Tell me about the farm that you grew up on. What kind of animals you had and where you kept them?
We had a lot and crib, just like I've got out yonder. And we had mules to work, do our hauling, heavy work. And then we had a mare, usually, to raise colts from. Every year, I'd raise a colt from them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, when they get about 2 years old, my daddy would always have one to sell, wouldn't need.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have one to get spared. And there's always plenty of good sale for a good mule. And that's what he always done. Or we always did.
What other animals did you have?
Had cattle, we had cows, goats, and sheep.
Where were they kept?
In the woods, they just run out, run loose. We didn't have, of course, there's plenty of wild stuff too then. There's plenty of squirrel, deer, turkey, things like that was in the woods, but we always, my daddy was he always wanted to know that what we had to eat was fit to eat. He put it up and fed it and got it fat like he wanted, and then we'd kill it.
Where would he put up a cow to fatten it?
In the cow barn.
Mm-hmm.
And just put it in there and keep water and feed by it all the time till it got fat and then kill it.
Did you have more than one barn? You had a cow barn?
Oh yes, I had a cow barn, mule barn too. And then we had a big shed, usually always, to put for the calves of bad weather. For them, with milk, wouldn't let the calves and cows stay together, just separate them. And when the milk would put the calves where they could be under their shed, of course I'd feed them all the time.
What if it was good weather? Do you ever have just a little fenced-in place where you could shut the calves up or shut the cows up from?
Yes, and that's the way they had to have them. Had to have it to keep the calves from getting the milk all the time.
Where would you call that fenced-in place?
The calf pen, and the cow pen.
That's the same thing?
The cow pen, there'd be a partition between the calf pen and the cow pen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we'd keep the calves at night, and in the daytime, turn the cows outside, you see, plumb outside. And they'd go to the creek bottoms then. But we had cane, there's always plenty of cane that they, could get, had plenty to eat, and to eat more so than it is now. Now, if you don't feed them, you don't have no cows. You have to have pasture land and grass and fertilize it good.
Do you have any cows now?
No, I don't. No, I don't have a thing. Everything. My dog died last week, and I don't have a thing since my wife died. I just don't have no cow.